She can keep in line. Everything's fine. You got all that you need. The Curry and the Keeper.
Curry and the Keeper, October 16, 2024, episode 109. And hello, my queen, back home and gladly seen.
Do you write those beforehand?
I do. Of course.
You do?
I am a writer. I'm a consummate podcaster. I'm always working on the show. You watching Instagram. Me? Getting ready for the show.
Hello, my love. Hello.
Hello, my darling. Hello. Let's cheers right away with something that is not spoiled.
Yes.
There we go. We poured something that, hold on, let's try this for a second.
Okay. I want to say what this is. We are drinking this.
You're making me hiccup.
We are drinking this in honor of Anamika.
Okay.
Who is part of the Blonde Squad.
Yeah, plus Trisha.
And plus Trisha and Anamika. We're drinking a bottle of Kirkland Prosecco.
Not just any Kirkland Prosecco, the Asolo Prosecco Superior.
Yes.
Superior, ladies and gentlemen. It is from Italy. So yes. It is.
She brought five bottles and we drank all five of them.
we had an Augusta Vin Trebbiano lined up, which I had opened with the Corvano, but I think it was open maybe 6 or 8 weeks ago.
No, it wasn't that long ago. It was probably 3 weeks ago.
No, how 3 weeks ago?
Because I just started drinking.
No. I didn't drink this with you. I drank.
Yes, we did. Yes.
Did we drink it on the show?
Yes, we did. Yes.
Really?
You could go back in the show notes and you'll see it.
It sucked.
Well, I know.
Because it was no good. Because I smelled them like, this is vinegar. I can't be drinking this on the show.
And I'm like, hey. What about the Prosecco?
I had other ideas, other wines, but you went for the Prosecco. And I have to say,
It went down really easy, though. Many nights by the fire.
Okay. So Tina is back, everybody, as you can tell.
I am back.
Yes. Taking charge, large in charge.
Yes.
And before you embark on your storytelling.
Yes, because I'm probably going to dominate a good part of the show.
Unlike any other show, you will dominate it.
Yes.
I missed you very much this time you were gone.
You did?
But I was not at all worried like I usually am.
Oh, really?
Because I prayed for you a lot.
Why are you usually worried that
I'm worried about you. And now I just gave it all to God and God's like, I got this. Don't worry. It's all good. And so I had no worry, but I did miss you a lot.
You did.
I did. Yeah.
Oh, that's so sweet.
Okay. Now that's all you get. Oh, back to you, Bob. Tell us about your trip, Tina. That's all you get.
That's so sweet. I missed you too. I missed you too. I was having a lot of fun.
Did you even have time to miss me?
I did, like at night, you know, when I was texting you good night, and then in the morning, and then during the day I was busy.
Exactly. No, I mean, it was just me and Phoebe, and you know, we'll talk about my week. There was not much going on, but at night, Phoebe and I would sit on the floor with my back to the couch, and she would lay next to me and just shed all over me, and we watched dumb television.
And she was so happy when I got home.
She was very happy to see you.
Like, more exuberant than she usually is.
Oh, she's finally home.
And I'm like, did he neglect you? No, I think he neglected you.
I paid extra attention to her. And she went on trips with me to Whataburger and other important places.
Yeah, and you did a few things. You were kind of busy.
Yeah, well, we'll get to me.
Okay.
But first you, because after all, it is your show. So... Tell me about, set us up here. You went for, with the Explorer Chicks.
Yes, it was an organized hike. Yes, in the Blonde Squad plus Trisha, which is Anamika, Renee, Shayna, Roslyn, me, Christina.
Christina Pearl was the new one, though.
Christina Pearl
is new.
And
you're forgetting someone.
Stephanie. Yes.
Even I
And
knew that.
So Christina Pearl was the new one. And I have to say, she's a welcomed member. Now, she brought it. Yeah, she brought it.
These are all basically also no agenda.
Oh, they're all listeners. No agenda except for Shayna. Shayna's not completely indoctrinated yet, but we're infiltrating.
You're working on her.
We're infiltrating her.
You're working
her
on her. Good.
But yes, they're all, and you would be so proud of them because they think like a no agenda.
I know.
Producer.
Well, all the husbands have our own little club that we don't talk about too much. We have our own little club.
From what I understand. Yeah, because Renee's husband sent a donation.
No, we have our own club. We have our own little email list. And,
oh, really?
Yeah, we have a private Discord server. No, I'm just kidding.
No, you don't.
Sounds good. We should have one.
No, you don't. So it was travel favor. God gave me travel favor from the time I left Fredericksburg to the time we arrived in Knoxville, Tennessee. That was the little regional airport.
That's a little thing that we've started doing ever since we've started praying, is we just pray and say, get us there safely.
Yeah.
And Lord, please give us travel favor. And I have to say, he's been good to us.
And you know what? It's like, I haven't seen these gals. It's been a year. And it's like, we just pick right up. I mean, we have a text thread, so we're constantly texting, but we just picked right up. Renee didn't come out until the next day because of the hurricane.
Because of Milton.
But we're so happy that she could came make out. It. Yes.
And their house was okay, I heard, right?
Yeah.
Their house
unscathed,
was
unscathed. Yeah. One bush.
And they were really worried. They were concerned they were going to get a direct
Milton
hit.
Milton was coming right at them. So we all got there on Thursday, and then we got a quick bite to eat at this really tasty barbecue place before we headed up to the glamping, the luxury glamping.
Now, this is the Smoky Mountains.
This is Smoky Mountains. So we arrived in Knoxville, and so we had to drive about an hour 15 to Gatlinburg. Mm-hmm. And we were in this luxury campsite. But up the drive, and so I drove because Christina had a beer at the she's like, I can't drive, I had a beer.
Did you have an open container in the vehicle?
No, at lunch.
Okay. She had lunch. Already.
So I'm driving,
Christina, bro.
And we're driving like through windy roads going up. And it was a little harrowing, like really hairpin turns, so we're like, are we going to see any bears? And so we finally got to the campsite, and I got to room with Shayna again. And so the guides had paired up everybody already. And so the campsite was really nice. It was not roughing it. And so I sent a picture to Annette, and Annette goes, I could never stay there. I go, this was better than that hotel in West Palm Beach, Florida that we stayed in last
when
year.
When you went to Mar-a-Lago. Yeah.
It was way
better. It looked very cool.
It was clean. It was nice. It was great. The only bad thing, it was close to a highway, so you could really hear.
Oh, that kind of ruins the experience of being in the woods.
Yeah. But we loved our guides. Lauren and Amy, we love them. Very nice. They do a lot of work. Like, they have to plan all the meals. They do all the shopping. They plan, the itinerary. I'm sure a lot of it is already set from other trips, but they have to do a lot to,
Well, it's clamping. It's, you're high-end chicks.
Yeah, we're high-end chicks.
High-end.
So we got
set. I mean, you are, after all, drinking Kirkland Prosecco.
We're drinking Prosecco by the campfire.
They see you guys showing up. Oh, they're high-end. We better take care of these girls.
Yeah, well, we'll see. So the first night we just settled in and we had dinner. And so we had dinner outside and, we had to do our own dishes. That was the only bad thing.
I know. You didn't even use your mess kit.
No, I didn't. They had dishes there, but we had to just use our utensils. So, and then we sat by the campfire and they talked about what the next day was going to be and what time we were going to get up. And so it was really, super easy. And so then the next day we wake up, and that was the longest, hardest hike.
May I just say that you came home and you told me a couple of things. You're like, I'm saving all this for the show. So you've literally been home for 2 days and I have not heard the best bits of this story because you saved it for the show. But you're
bouncing the stage.
Oh,
do I need to tighten this?
No. Is it knocking there? Move it there. Okay. There you go.
There were certain things I wanted to save. So anyway, the night though, so after we had dinner, they're like, hey, you want to go see the Aurora Borealis? And we're like, yeah, not knowing what it was.
You didn't know that that's like, Northern Lights?
No, I never heard of it.
That's an interesting kind of bear name.
I never heard of
Aurora Borealis.
I'm like, okay, so we all hopped into the Shenanigan.
Which is cool because the reason why you could even see it this far down south is because of the big sun flare we had. Because Pastor Jimmy and I were also looking to see if we could see it down here.
But we could only see it when they took a picture of us and left the exposure open.
Isn't that
like we couldn't see it with the naked eye.
No, you have to yeah. leave your phone.
But we all piled into the, they called it the shenanavan. So instead of shenanigans, shenanavan, the white shenanavan.
Uh-huh.
So it was like a 15 passenger van. So mm-hmm. we all, you know, we were used to this because that's what we did in Utah. We hopped into the van. We were in that van forever. And so we're driving around and we see foxotes.
Foxotes?
Fox coyotes.
Really? Is that a real, that's a real breed? Foxotes?
I don't know. That's what they called them. Foxotes. So sketchy. We're in the shenanigan going on these hairpin turns.
Is that like
turns.
A jackalope? Is that what
I don't know. That's what they've referred to them. But we're going these hairpin turns and we mm-hmm. get all the way up to... This Lauren knew exactly where she was going because she's been there so many times. Mm-hmm. We're just like, yeah, we'll go. And I got there and we, you know, saw the Aurora Borealis.
You're like, where's this Aurora Borealis thing? Is this a rock? What am I looking for here? Someone can just say to you, hey, would you like to go see the Schnicken Halalana? And you're like, yeah, I'll go see that. And who knows what it is?
Well, just like with Shane. Well, Shayna, who's Trisha,
yeah.
she left yesterday to Nepal because she's hiking the Annapurna Circuit.
Of course she is.
And so when she goes, I'm going to hike the Annapurna Circuit. I'm like, okay. Like,
not thinking that's in Nepal.
No, and then my Google. What is good in
Nepal?
Yeah. That's how I learn things. I just fake it till I make it. So that was the first night. So that was kind of cool. It was very impromptu. And then the next day we got up early.
And by the way, the pictures are beautiful. There was like pinkish
yes,
purple.
Like
the
sky. A pinkish,
not green.
Yeah. No.
Pinkish purple. Mm-mm. Yeah. It was nice.
And so then we all went to bed, got up early. They made breakfast was ready for us. Coffee was ready. And I have to give a shout out to Dame Christina Pearl because she brought me a small little drip coffee maker so that I could make my decaf coffee.
Your decaf? Aww.
Yeah. So she took such good care of me.
She's
cool. Was watching me like you were watching me. She's like, hey, how much sugar have you had?
Very good. Well, she is, after all, my sister. You know, we have a brother-sister relationship.
Oh, yeah. So, yeah. She actually gave me that compliment. She's like, you're the sister I never had.
Oh, hold on a second. What happened to me, Dame Christina Pearl? Oh,
no, you're not her sister. She said that to me. You're the sister I never had. You're not her sister.
And then she's like, you're like a brother to me. Well, so what is this?
Oh, we're sister and brother.
Now we're siblings all of a sudden. okay. Keep going.
So then that first day we had, that was the longest, hardest hike. It was a level 3 and it was an 8-hour hike. So we get our lunches. And so we're like, what is, you know, what's the lunches? And they're like, oh, it's a vegetarian sandwich. And Stephanie turns to me. She goes, we're going to starve. So we just pack them in the bag and we do the hike and we went up to Ramsey Cascades. So it was a big waterfall. And so it was like, we hiked 4 hours up there.
Yeah.
And,
but it wasn't steep or anything. It's
I mean, the last quarter, half mile.
Now, did anyone fall down or hurt themselves like you did last year?
No. I banged my knee against a rock. But
just jumped out in front of you.
I realized I need to pick up my feet. Like I was tripping over
and your knuckles, babe. Stop dragging them on the path.
Because I tripped hit the root, lot of roots. Okay, a lot of roots and some rocks.
Because you're used to you did practice a lot for this, but you were walking
on
the
flat
street
ground. Yeah, I need to pick up my feet.
Yeah.
But anyway, so we hiked up. It was like 4 hours. We hiked up there and we got up there and then we had lunch and then so we opened up these sandwiches and everybody's like, oh my gosh, these sandwiches are like...
Oh, they were good.
Amazing.
Oh, they were good.
Shayna took a picture of the sandwich. That's how much she loved it.
Okay.
They did such a nice job.
What was in the sandwich?
Oh my gosh, like goat cheese and beets and apples.
Beets?
And I think arugula and a little bit of sweet potato. It was, the combination was unbelievable.
Mustard or mayonnaise?
No. No, you didn't need it with that combination.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. So we rested there for a while, took a lot of pictures. Then we hiked the 4 miles down. That was the only time I had a problem was hiking down where my quads started to cramp up on me. Mm. And I realized I was probably dehydrated. I had not had enough water. And
now, did you have your backpack with your bladder in it to drink
from? Yes, I didn't use the bladder though. I just brought 2 water bottles. But yeah. And so that was a long day.
Did you at any point have to use the flashlight on your head?
No.
I keep waiting for you
somebody
to use your
headlamp.
Somebody
had their headlamp on though. Because somebody was like, you got to wear the headlamp because your
hands are free. Exactly.
I did. Because the luxury glamping was well lit.
Okay. I got you.
So, So we got back and I said to Anamika, so the airport is about an hour, maybe hour 15, hour 20. And, you know, coming in down the mountains, through the mountains and the hairpin turns. I said to Anamika, I go, let's get an Uber for Renee. I said, let's just get an Uber for her.
From the campsite?
From the airport to the campsite. Because, oh, yeah. And her flight was a little bit delayed.
Oh, no, because that would be 3 hours total drive down and up. Oh, yeah.
And we just hiked. We hiked 8.5 hours. Yeah. It was like 18,000 steps. Yeah. So we just made. So, yeah. So Renee,
here's your Uber.
Yeah. No, but.
How about this trip for her? I'm taking an Uber to the campsite for glamping. It's really rough.
We were so happy that she showed up, though. Yeah. But I guess apparently the woman that drove her was quite the character. So anyway, so she got there probably 9:30. So we're like, hey, Renee. Hi. We're so glad you're here. Good night. We're going to bed. We were exhausted. It was a big hike. It was by far the hardest hike.
How did you sleep?
I slept okay. Yeah. I didn't sleep well. You know, it's not like home.
Did you take your melatonin?
I did.
Gummies?
I was popping them like, you know, candy. Okay.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
And so then the next day we started off with making pottery.
I get a text from Tina. So needless to say, pottery will not be my hobby.
Yeah. So we're doing this pottery. And
this is interesting. You're on a hiking trip and they decide to take you to do a pottery
thing? I would have much rather hiked.
It was like traditional Gatlinburg pottery what was this?
So I don't know.
So you threw some clay.
We threw some clay. Of course, Anamika is like cracking the guy up and like, yes. And and then Rosalind's pottery just kind of like... kind of got deformed. And then, so we were doing this.
Were you girls making rude jokes about rude pieces of clay?
I can't even talk about
children?
It.
Okay.
I wasn't making the jokes.
No, it was the Dutch girl. No doubt. No doubt. Now I understand what's going on here. Okay.
We're trying to finish it up. I'm like, this is so not my passion. So I look at the guy. I'm like, hey, can you just finish this for me?
It looked good. The picture you showed me looked pretty good, but you didn't make that. So, and you didn't take this home with you?
Oh, we'll get it in about 7 to 8 weeks.
Oh, it's gonna be fired. It's got to be fired.
Yes, it's going to be a mug. It's going to have the Explorer Chick logo on it. But what was really cool, though,
it did not look like a mug. That's a mug?
It's going to transform into a mug.
Oh, magically. Okay.
It looked like a vase, didn't it?
It did.
It's going to be a mug.
It did look like a vase.
It's going to be a big vase.
Yes.
But while we were doing that, excuse me, I've got bubbles coming up. Mm-hmm. The guide set out this whole charcuterie spread with mimosas and cheese and crackers and dips and meats and brownies and
this is not hiking. This is Pastor Jimmy, attention, Pastor Jimmy.
What is Pastor?
There's a boys' trip in your future, my friend, and it's rough. It's rough, man. Okay, it's going to be really. We're really going to be roughing it. I have thoughts about where we're going.
Jimmy will not leave Annette.
Oh, of course he. If he's with me,
no, he will not. He definitely. Anyway, so then after the pottery throwing. We ended up
in
charcuterie board. Then we ended up doing an afternoon hike, which wasn't really that difficult. I think that's where we ended up. We ended up at some house in the middle of the woods. Oh, so we're going on this hike and they're like, okay, you got to be quiet because there's a mama bear.
Is it
and her
haunted?
Cubs. Bear and her cubs.
Of what?
And got to be quiet. So we're all like cone of silence. We're waiting. We're like hoping to see this bear. No bear. No bear. So then we're past the point. She's like, okay, you can talk now. So we're like, okay. So we keep hiking.
So that was disappointing.
Yeah. So that was disappointing.
That was not
a
very good story,
Tina. Where are these bears? Where are these bears?
Yeah, where are the bears?
So that was a slow little hike. And then we ended up going out to dinner that night. And again, then we were out at the campfire, you know, which was really nice. And we pulled out the Prosecco and we're drinking Prosecco and we're having a great time.
Again, Pastor Jimmy, trip in our future.
Yeah. And then Sunday we got up and we did two small hikes and we actually hiked to another waterfall, which was really, really nice. That was nice. We enjoyed that. And then there was a couple goofy things. Like they had us do this art project. Like once we hiked up to this house, they're like, we want you to draw nature. And Christina goes, I'm not doing it.
I'm I'm not doing this. There's always one rebel in the group.
That was kind of goofy. We're like, that was completely unnecessary. We didn't really need to do that.
You couldn't get into it. You couldn't get into the idea.
I think we wanted to be in nature. You know, we didn't want to, let's sit down and like draw this house.
Well, I was already done after the clay thing. I'm like, okay, back to the woods.
Oh, people. And then we got to draw. Yeah. So we got to draw. Mm. Anyway, so it was a great hiking trip. It was great to be around all these girls.
Well, this female energy is so good. Much. It's good. It's
but
good
you know, as soon as I showed up, I came in, I'm like, I have gifts. So I passed out the t-shirts and the gifts from Charles, the epidermis.
You had Pharaoh.life goodies with you.
Yes,
nice.
So they were all excited about the t-shirts. They love the color. And yeah, so that was, and I said, once we get to the Airbnb, we've got to.
Now, did you have the right size for everybody?
Yes, it worked out perfectly. Did you see the picture? Did you read the newsletter?
Yes, I read the newsletter. I read over your shoulder. You showed it to me after you sent it.
Oh, okay. Oh, that's true. I forgot. Yeah. I forgot.
Good try.
So it was one hard hike, three easy hikes, no bears.
No bears.
But one thing, poor Shayna had to work the whole time.
Of course she did.
You know, because she had...
I don't know Shayna any differently than Shayna's working.
Somebody sprung a deadline on her. So, of course, I think it was Rosalind who said, we need to have Linda Lupakin write her resume and find her a new job.
Image Makers Inc. That's Image Makers Inc. with a K.com.
Like, yes, we need to do that. We need to find...
Yes. Find Shayna a different gig.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. So
she's good at what she does. So that's the problem.
So we didn't see much of, we saw Gatlinburg. So when we were driving back on Sunday to go back to camp to actually check out and leave the campsite, it took us 3 hours in a short, I don't know, maybe it was 10 miles. It took us 3 hours because it was bumper to bumper to bumper traffic in Gatlinburg. So
what's up with Gatlinburg?
Booming. It was booming. Oh. I guess it's an easy, accessible place for a lot of families to come to.
And this was a Sunday night?
It was Sunday, and Monday was the
Columbus Day.
Yeah, the holiday.
I'm sorry, Indigenous Peoples Day.
Yes, Indigenous Peoples Day. So we end up getting back to camp, and Stephanie, she's like, she took the reins. She's like, okay, here's what we're going to do. Are we going to do this, this, this? Okay, you do this, you do that, you do this. So we split up. We had three cars. So Christina, Shane, and
this
I.
this was packing up, you mean?
Yeah, we were going to the Airbnb. Mm-hmm. And so Shane is like, I just need to get to Wi-Fi because she had to work. We're like, we got to get her to Wi-Fi or she's going to die.
It's like she needs insulin or something. Yeah. It's like, quick, get Shane some Wi-Fi.
So Christina, Shane, and I drove to the Airbnb. And again, we're driving up these hills, Adam. Like, I'm not kidding you. It was hairpin turns. Christina's car was screaming because it was stuck in a gear. I mean, it was just, and she has a Subaru. So we get to the house and it's nice. You know, it's an Airbnb.
So this is no longer part of the experience. This is just you guys. Now it's party time. Okay. I got you.
And so then, Rosalind and Renee, I think, went to the grocery store. They stocked up. Cheese, charcuterie, chocolate, crackers, dip, eggs, bacon, you know, all the stuff that we would need. Mm-hmm. And then
chocolate.
Anamika and Stephanie, I believe, went and got pizzas for the night because we're like, pizza and wine. Is that good? Mm-hmm. That's good. Mm-hmm. And we'll just pizza and wine. So we just all got settled in. Well, on the deck, there's a hot tub. So the big old hot tub on
the
deck.
Wait a minute. There was six chicks in a hot tub?
No, Shayna was working.
Six chicks, a hot tub, and one worker bear. Yeah. And still no bears.
Stephanie was kind of working too, but not nearly as much as because she's a realtor. So she had a lot of
text messages.
She had a lot of contracts out there. So she wasn't working nearly as much as Shayna was heads down in her computer like the whole time.
Poor
like, yeah. And so, yeah. So after we ate dinner, we're like, let's get in the hot tub. So of course, more wine in the hot tub.
Hey man, I love you.
I know.
Man, let me tell you, you're my sister.
Yeah. So we're in the hot tub. We're having a great time. We got the music going. We're just like, it was great. Yeah. The weather was picture perfect. Mm-hmm. And we were like in the woods surrounded. Oh, but this is what I forgot to tell you. So we get in the house. So it was Rosalind and I think it was Renee that got the groceries. they see this big old bear.
Oh, there's the bear. Finally,
we see the bear. This thing is huge. And so
it's just walking on the road.
They pull up. Yes, they pull up. All of a sudden, it's down in the house right in front of Christina's car.
No.
Like a big, this thing was huge because they're getting ready to hibernate.
Yeah.
Huge. And so we had to be careful.
No kidding.
We had to be careful. So, because I had the door open.
Did you throw stuff at it?
No. No.
Did you call it? Hey, bear.
No.
Hey,
no.
Yogi.
But Rosalind was right there taking pictures of it. Like,
yeah.
And so.
Did it get up on its hind legs and go?
No, it's not a grizzly. It's a black bear. But no, it's looking for food. I mean,
I saw the picture. It looks like a big Newfoundland.
Yeah, it's big. It was big.
Okay.
It was big.
There was no reference.
So they were saying, make sure when you get to your house, you lock your doors.
No kidding.
Yeah, you lock the car door.
Yeah.
No,
I
had the house door open too when we were bringing stuff out. And Shayna was like, when she popped up out of work, she said, I was kind of worried about you having that door open in case the bear would come in. But so we ended up bringing the groceries in and they locked the car doors. And do you know when we woke up the next morning, there were paw prints trying to open the car doors.
Really?
Yes. Yes.
These bears.
Yeah. They're smart, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. So there were actually on every car door, there was not almost every car door. There was paw. You could tell. Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah.
Wow.
They're looking for stuff. Isn't that crazy?
A little bit.
So they were like lurking around the house. It's kind of weird. Kind of weird. But anyway, getting back to the hot tub. So, you know,
yes, my favorite. Let's go back to the chicks in the hot tub.
I didn't have a swimsuit though. So
what? The story got better all of a sudden.
Wait, no, I just was in my shorts and my sports bra. No, I wasn't going to do that. I like how I set you up there.
Yeah, good one. Thanks.
But no, so we were, it was great. I mean, it was just great sitting there. We're drinking wine, playing music, just talking.
Phoebe and Adam watching dumb TV.
Yeah. And so I get out and Christina gets out and I go and shower and, you know, I come back down. I can't remember the timing of this, but I'm sitting there and we're all sitting around the circle and I'm like, you know what, you guys?
Oh, here it comes.
I love you guys. I'm so happy. Christina looks at me. She's like, what? Shut up. That wasn't really her words, but I go, you're so rude. You are rude.
So then
Shayna had to go to bed because she had to get up like at some like 4 o'clock in the morning to work.
Yes.
And so Christina goes, well, hey, do you want to just sleep with me? And I said, okay, I'll sleep with you. So we're laying in bed and she goes, Tina, I love you too.
Is she originally from Tennessee? Where's she originally from?
No, she lives in Indiana.
Indiana, right.
Yeah,
a typical Indiana girl.
She's definitely like a sister to me because she acts just like us. Yeah,
Indiana.
But so I'm sleeping and then all of a sudden I forget that it's her and I put my arm on her thinking it's you.
Oh, you didn't tell me this part when you came home. And then what does she do?
I woke her up. I'm like, oh, I'm sorry. I thought you were Adam.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
Uh-huh. That's how it always, I'm sorry. I thought you were my husband.
But I did notice, you know, so Shayna and I were sharing a room and so we had our stuff in the room. Shayna does not know how to keep the lid down.
Oh,
the lid was up the whole time.
No. She stayed at our house enough. She should know. KTLD, keep the lid down, people. Keep the lid down.
Constantly putting the lid down after Shayna.
No good.
Yeah. So then the next day, so we got up on Monday and we're like, okay, we wanted to make sure Shayna got off because she ordered an Uber. We wanted to make sure she got off because she left early because she's going to Nepal.
Mm-hmm.
And
she's probably in Nepal right now working.
No, she can't. So like there's no way.
Some monk over there. Hey, excuse me, monk, you got any Wi-Fi?
No, there's no way. There's no way she okay. could work.
All right.
So, I know I'm leaving a lot out.
Yeah, where's all the stories that you promised me that you were going to tell me that I didn't know, except for the...
The bear paws. I didn't tell you that.
Rolling over onto Christina Pearl in the middle of the night.
And the I love you. Did I tell you that?
Yeah, you did.
Okay.
You did tell me
I did tell you that one. So anyway, so on Monday... We wake up, we want to get Christina off, then we all go to downtown Gatlinburg. Okay. All right.
Yes.
Don't waste your time.
No, it's not good.
There were so many Ripley or Believe It Not stores.
Oh, really?
Adventures.
Oh, no.
I can't tell you. In escape rooms, we saw a lot of Ripley Believe It or Not and escape rooms. And lots of restaurants. No, a lot of tchotchke touristy stuff.
Huh. That's
packed
too bad.
With people.
That's too
packed.
Bad.
Yeah. Packed.
It wasn't historic Gatlinburg. That's what kind of what you'd expect.
No. I didn't see it. It was just, it was like Main Street on steroids.
Tina sends me a picture of this t-shirt. Should I get this for you? And I'm like, what? Okay. I'm just going to tell you. So this t-shirt, it's a picture. It says hook, toss, spit on that thing. I'm like, would you want your husband to wear this?
Well, because
what kind of trip is this?
No, because it was in one of the stores and Rosalind and Renee are like, Adam talks about this all the time.
No,
I know. Jenna. I
no, go, well, what does me it under
mean?
The bus.
I go, what does it mean? And they're like, we'll tell you later, girl. We can't tell you. And so that's why I took a picture and sent it to you, not knowing
you're
what
so,
it means.
You're so innocent. That's
not
so
knowing
cute.
What it means. And then they told me
it was like, a hot meme for about a week and a half.
Yeah.
Okay.
So anyway, but
and by the way, you didn't get me a single, not even a t-shirt. Like I went with the Explorer chicks and all I got was this t-shirt.
Did you want one?
I would have liked a little token.
You don't think you have enough t-shirts?
Well, no. Yeah, I do actually.
I brought you back the moonshine.
You did. Thank you. I appreciate it. You did. Yes, you did.
Apple pie moonshine.
It has natural flavors, I saw, which is code for chemicals.
Yes.
Yes. Thank you.
Oh, look at how far you've come.
I know. I'll drink it. Don't worry. I'll drink it. Don't worry.
Christina opened it when we got back on Monday night.
These little cute bottles of moonshine.
But getting back to Gatlinburg, it's like tourist nation. I mean, it's like, tourist nation. And just nothing really, just a lot of tchotchke stores, a lot of Ripley, believe it or not, escape rooms. Yeah. I was not impressed at all.
Back to the hot tub.
So we ended up having lunch. We went and bought chocolate and I ate so much garbage. It was lovely.
Good for you.
But when we were at we went out to lunch and I tried something called Gypsy Queen of Swords cider. That was
cider. This is very British.
Is it?
Yeah, the Brits drink a lot of, it has alcohol in it, right?
It was tasty. It was really tasty.
It's good. It's not, no sugar, don't worry.
No, there's a lot of sugar in it. And I already looked at it.
It's full
of sugar. And so then we had lunch, we walked around a little bit, and then we just headed back to the house.
What made you try the cider? That doesn't seem like something you would try.
Rosalind had it when we were hiking and went out to dinner. Mm. She got it. I got a Blue Moon and somebody else, Renee got a sangria. Mm-hmm. And, I forget what Anamika got. Anamika got some type of beer. And so, Rosalind got the cider and she let us taste it. And I was like, wow.
So
I like that.
And did you guys, can I ask you a question?
Sure.
Did you guys say grace before dinner?
We didn't.
You didn't?
No.
Oh, really?
No.
Interesting.
Yeah, no. Hmm. We didn't. That's okay.
No, it's okay. I was just curious.
Yeah. And then, Monday night when we just pulled everything out of the refrigerator and made a charcuterie board and we played left, right, center. I told everybody to get 10 singles and we played left, right, center, which was a lot of fun.
Yeah. We've discussed this on the show several times, but if you don't know how the game works, look it up. Left, right,
it's
center.
Super
it's
super easy.
It's a very easy, fun game.
Yeah. Yes. Anamika took the game home so that she could play with it with her family. It was fun.
It's just dice.
Yeah. It's just dice. It's a dice game, but it's not dice. Like regular dice.
Oh, that's
dice,
right.
So
yeah.
Special symbol.
Yeah. Right, left, center. Exactly. Mm-hmm, exactly. Mm-hmm.
So yeah, I mean, that was, and then, I mean, as soon as we got back from, being in Gatlinburg all day, Stephanie came back and she's an exercise bunny. She exercises all the mm-hmm. time. She's like, I'm going to go out and chase bears. And so she was out running these hills
where
and
there
found,
are bears.
Found bears, found two like
what?
Little baby bears. Yeah.
Oh, there's always a mama bear nearby.
Yes.
Don't think they're cute.
She was chasing bears. These bears are so domesticated. You know, the garbage cans, because we had to throw out all our garbage.
They have locks on them.
Locked cages.
Yeah, sure.
Yes.
Sure,
they're in locked cages.
Wow.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, they're just like, they just like live among the people.
I'm telling you, that's not good. That's not good.
I wonder if there's been any like bear attacks.
Oh, there will be. There will be eventually. Sure.
Yeah. So it was a nice, like quiet night and lots of talking, lots of laughter, lots of stories. Just, I mean, we all get along so well.
Did you all complain about your husbands?
No,
not
at all. I would never tell.
Did you boast about
me
at all?
No, we didn't even talk about you guys. So then we left, we got up early the next morning and we're like, okay, we got an hour and a half drive to the airport. And so Christina drove and I was in the car with Stephanie and we had to go through a town called Pigeon Forge.
Pigeon Forge.
Oh my gosh.
Okay.
This was like, you know, Stephanie coined it perfectly. She said it was a cheap Las Vegas for kids.
Oh.
It was
arcades? Big,
colorful arcade type buildings, like miles.
America.
It, and a buffet here and a buffet America, there yeah. And, hey, and kids, a diner here and
we're going to big, pigeonhole
big like dinosaurs coming off of buildings. Wow. And it was, I've never seen anything like it.
I can imagine kids liking it.
Yeah. A lot of Trump stores. Oh, lots no, of Trump
you're,
stores.
You're in prime Trump country there.
A lot of
sure.
Trump stores. Yeah. Yeah. So that was my trip. It was tons of fun. And we're already talking about next year.
What, have you decided on where you want to go next year?
Renee said possibly the Upper Peninsula of Michigan. Hmm. And Ellen told me it's really flat. So I need to figure out where Renee's talking because Ellen has done that. And then somebody else said Yosemite too. Because we went to Yosemite, but we didn't hike it at all. We just...
Heck no.
We were drinking champagne hello. Next to your airstream.
Hello.
Yeah.
Other people are dragging in firewood. We're like... Poof.
Oh, yeah, that's right. Or, no, they actually, we bought the firewood and the people who were sitting who were camping next to us, here we see them coming out of the woods dragging a tree. We like open our bag. Yeah. So that's
Well, that sounds like a great trip, babe.
It was really nice. Yeah, it was nice. Really nice. And so I got home yesterday. Travel favor all the way, no thing, you know, praise God. But what I did do when we left, before we left, I prayed over everybody.
Good.
And then Stephanie prayed.
And everybody got home soon.
Yes. And Stephanie prayed over, Shayna going to Nepal.
Oh,
so
nice.
I know. Very good. It was really, but there was a lot of God talk. I mean, we were talking about God after we got out of the hot tub with Anamika. We had to get her out of the hot tub. We're like, dude, you need to get out of the hot tub. How much wine have you had?
Was she getting wrinkly?
It was great. Yeah. Aww. I love all those gals. I do. Nice. They're so much fun.
I'm so glad for you, darling.
Yeah. It was good. So that was the recap of my trip.
Okay, I'm real short. I don't have much to say other than you left Thursday evening. Pastor Jimmy and I went out for dinner together, which was nice. I think Damonette said, you're going to dinner with Adam because I have admin to do and you need to get out of my hair.
Oh.
She told me that.
Oh.
And so we had a really nice dinner. Excuse me, at Friedhelm's.
Uh-huh.
And we were just talking about God. I mean, he had a lot to say because he had the board of the church in town. And so I just listened to him. But we just had a lot. We're so happy with what's happening with the revival in America and just all the great things that are happening in our lives, but in our church and in the country. And you can just see it. You can feel it. So much goodness happening.
Yeah.
And meanwhile, we're eating these ribeyes and we both say, hey, hold on. These ribeyes are really good.
I don't think you've ever had a ribeye. I've
never had
Fried
the
Helms.
No, and it was outstanding.
Yeah.
So I think we were like 2 hours, whatever, you know.
Nice. And then, bro date.
Bro date, yeah. And then I don't even know what happened. I mean, I just hung out with Phoebe most of the time. And
no, you went out to dinner with Julie Simon and her husband.
That was Saturday.
I always call her Julie Simon, but that's not. That's no. Her maiden name.
Yes. And Ben and Julie were in town. They were glamping in the RV. And so she sent me a note, said, hey, you want to have pizza with us, West End Pizza? Yeah, perfect, because I don't know what I'm going to eat every single night. So we hung out with them. And two of their boys were there, and the youngest is Julian.
Yes.
And he said grace, and he's, what is he, six, seven?
6 or 7, maybe, I think.
17, maybe?
No, he's not 17.
And so he said grace, and he just kept going. It was great. He just, and he had a very soft voice, and I'm leaning in to hear him, and it was just so beautiful.
Aww.
And it was just fantastic. And we had a great talk. I mean, it was, the two of them are so fantastic. They're really.
I know. I love them.
And they're a little bit younger than us.
By 15 years or so.
Yeah. But it's nice to see them. Nice to see them in the season of that, of their life there.
She sends me pictures. I go, why are you always coming into town when I'm out of town?
I know, right?
Yeah. No, it was fall break.
It was fantastic. It was good.
I'm so glad you got to spend time with them.
Yeah, West End Pizza. We were outside. It was perfect weather. The boys are messing around with the cornhole and doing whatever. And they love my flip phone.
Oh,
Julian could not get. I says I have money saved up, only $63. I could buy 1,000 of these. And he just loved opening. He's like, what is that? It looks like there was a camera. What is this thing? And he was, and Julie like, careful, Mr. Adams. No, it's indestructible, Julie. You can do whatever you want. Yeah, it's gonna happen.
Yeah.
And then of course
they went to church with you. Yes. Yeah,
so the next morning, I got up early, of course, to the prep. They came to church. Pastor Jimmy did a great thing about voting, voting like Jesus. I think that was the title of it.
Yeah.
It was actually kind of a coordinated thing. A lot of pastors were doing this.
Good.
Yeah, it was very good. And he actually went long. I mean, I didn't get back until 5 to 11.
Yeah, that's normally late for you.
Yeah, a little bit. But
were you hustling?
I was hustling, yeah. Uh-huh. But it was good. Did the show, and then, you know, Phoebe and I sat down and watched some TV, and she just laid by me all night.
She was so happy when I came home. She was probably missing me.
She was missing you, but she was happy with me.
Yeah.
It was good. I was very attentive to her the whole time.
Yeah.
I was giving her extra loving since you weren't here. And, was it Monday? I tried to do Sabbath, try not to look at the news and stuff like that.
You did go to the grocery store and you stocked up.
I stocked up, got all the things done.
Bought me roses.
I did buy roses.
I know. That was so sweet. And you had dinner ready when I got home.
I'm not
cooked, but it was like ready to go.
I double checked. I said, do you want it done or do you want it ready to go? I'm like,
because you didn't want to fall into what you fell into before.
No. So as well. And I was just happy you were home.
Yeah.
And Phoebe was happy you were home. I told her all day, Mommy's coming home.
I know. I love coming home to you, babe.
Yeah.
I do. Yeah. I missed you.
And I kept looking at you like, oh, you're so beautiful.
Oh.
Yeah. I wasn't just sucking up or anything. It was real.
Yeah.
It was the real deal, man.
Yeah.
It was the real deal.
Aww.
And so, then I have to say, it was pretty cool. You come back and like, I got to write the newsletter. Boom, 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 boom. You had already written on the plane.
Yeah.
And then you said last night, you said, can you do the God shot for me? Last night, we're in bed. My eyes are closed. We've already said goodnight. Love you. Goodnight. I'm rubbing you to sleep. And you say, Adam? Yes. Can you do the God shot tomorrow?
Can you do the
God shot?
Oh, nice meeting.
All right, so
quite the professional.
I will take the God shot upon me. This new project that I'm working on, which you people already know that you gave the name away. So people are like, oh, is that the thing that Tina mentioned on Curry and the Keeper?
I don't think anybody did that. But
most
okay.
Definitely, because we did Friday, we had the board meeting for podcasting 2.0. And Dave and I are like, we're going to tell you guys soon about our project. And then in the board meeting, the boardroom, as we call the chat room then. But, oh, is that the thing that Tina said on the last Curry and the Keeper? Yes.
Who
yes.
Said that?
Oh, I'd have to look. I mean, I have to go. Someone said it. Someone's like, is that? It might have been Dreb. Oh. It might have been Dreb. Yeah, it's probably Dreb who said
it. I like that he's listening intently.
Well, he does the chapter. Oh, so, right. Of course, that's he's right. Listening intently.
That's right.
And so this is a project. It's a faith-based project. It's a, there's a partnership with me, Dave Jones, this guy, Gordon Marcy. And so we came together and, it's an official, like a real official company. And we've been building this thing and we have testers coming in a week or two. And then we're going to uncloak and tell everybody about it. But this is a real faith-based project and we're all believers. And Gordon, he's taken it upon himself and he likes starting off our meetings. We have one every 14 days on Tuesday morning with prayer. Mm-hmm. And so he said, I just wanted to read this. And so I'm going to read the scripture that he brought to the meeting. Okay. So before we start, he says, Romans 12:12. Be joyful in hope, patient in affliction, and faithful in prayer. And this is so relevant because we, and his prayer, because he prayed, we are working on God's timeline. And we know that God has already figured out what we have to do. we're just catching up. We, you know, God, give us help. You know, help us get to where you want us to be. Help us be patient, because it's code. And Dave is working the hardest at this phase, because yes, he's really doing all of the work. And it was just so perfect that I actually texted him. I said, could you just tell me, what was it? What was it again? They said, Romans 12:12, be joyful in hope. And we're very hopeful for this project. Patient in affliction, because we're going to stumble. We're going to have all kinds of burps and humps, etc. And faithful in prayer. And that is this project. And I got to tell you, we were at the WWJD, which is Walking with Jesus Discipleship at the church, which Pastor Jimmy did tonight. We do it every Wednesday night. And it all just fits so much together. You know, we are working for him. Mm-hmm. This is really a project for him, capital H him. And I'm so, I mean, I keep saying to you, I'm so excited about this project.
I know.
I'm so excited about this project, because it is going to help spread the word. It is going to help speak into culture. It is going to be, I mean, this is the message I got, lift up 1,000 voices, you know, local podcasts. It's such a perfect combination of things. And so, it's not as complete as one of your God shots would be, but
that
is my God shot.
That
for
is
today.
So good job. I love that.
Oh,
I really do.
Yeah.
You know, I'm talking about the discipleship class. So was that the main thing that stuck out for you? Was, of course, we're doing this all for him.
There were a couple of things that stuck out for me, but it fit perfectly in with my week.
Yes.
You know, I was like, because this isn't, and it's a business. So ultimately it's a business, but we're doing this because it's the right thing to do. And we've been commanded to do this.
Right.
And it started with me hearing, stop resisting, get in business with this guy already.
Yeah.
So that's why it fit for me.
Yes.
And it fits so well with the discipleship class that Jimmy taught tonight, which by the way, was phenomenal.
Yes, I know. And there was a lot of content and he didn't get through a lot of it. The thing that stuck out for me was at the beginning when he was talking about to be a disciple, you have to be surrounded by disciples.
Yes.
And you have to, you know, and it's so true when you look at the people that is in our lives right now and who we're surrounded by, and every friend is lifting each other up to be disciples. And I love that.
I also felt, you know, this was big for me when I suddenly just felt, I just need to get up early on Sunday so I can go to church and be with our church and with.
And that happened about a year ago. Because remember,
is it a year already?
Yes, because really I was in Utah coming home and I was angry at you.
Oh, that's right.
Yeah.
You're
like, oh, yeah, that's right.
Oh, yeah, that's right. You were so angry at me. Surprise. That time you were angry at me? Oh, right.
And then I didn't come home angry this time, though. Now, did I?
No, you did not.
I was happy.
No, I also didn't pick you up at the airport. I'm not making that mistake again. No. I'm having someone pick you up.
That was a year ago. You've been going to church for a year.
Oh, and that's so
great. You know what? I missed church on Sunday. I didn't. It was hard to watch it. I had such poor service, so I didn't watch the sermon. But I miss going to church.
Oh, of course.
I
mean, I went. Yeah. Of course, I went, and Julie and Ben were there. They sat behind, you know, a few rows behind. The board was in front, and I was invited to, you know, they had a seat for me still, so I was invited to sit there. I sat next to Pastor Rich, I think.
Yeah, nice.
And it was great. I mean, you know me, I was just like, move over, Pastor Rich. My arms are flying.
Yeah.
So, no, it was good. It was good. It
that's
was
fantastic. Nice.
I missed you being there. I love worshiping with you there. That's a lot of fun.
Yeah.
But at least I was there.
I know. But I'm really enjoying this class, though. I'm getting a lot out of it.
Oh, yeah.
I'm getting a ton out of it.
It's like going to school, but if only school were like this.
Yeah.
If only it were this good and interesting and engaging.
It's so good.
Yes.
It's so good.
It was fantastic.
Yeah. Today was a busy day for me because I had a doctor's appointment at 8:15. Mm-hmm. Then I had a 10 o'clock meeting, and then I got to spend some time with my girlfriend, Annette. Annette. It was nice. Because I haven't talked to her since before we left. So I always love spending time with her. So we did that and then had to come home. I was tired. I was just tired. Took a little nap.
Yes,
and
you did.
We got up, made dinner, and we went to class, and here we are.
Yeah, you took a little nap, woke up, and went, I'm tired, and then I have to do this, and then we have to record, and it's so busy until the end of the year. We have these people coming and these people coming. I was like, yes.
I mean, you're just looking at me well, you're not getting any sympathy from me.
I told you this.
And we have a full weekend, too, coming out, because we have the big meetup in Fred on
that's
Friday.
Right. Hey, everyone's in noagendameetups.com. You can get all the details for the Fredericksburg meetup. Tina's going to be there. So Curry and the Keeper.
Pastor Jimmy and Annette are going to be there.
Pastor Jimmy, Dave, Annette are going to be there. Of course, this is organized by the famous Matt Long.
Yes.
And his beautiful wife, who was very worried. Gail is very,
I know,
very
she's
worried.
So sweet. She's
very
so
worried
sweet.
That everything is going to be
great.
She
was
great.
Excited that you talked about her on No Agenda. It's like, Matt, tell me you talked about me on No Agenda. So funny.
Well, we hope to see as many cork soakers as possible.
Yeah, we are busy until mid-November. We have lots of things to do. So
yay.
Yay.
Hey, you know what? It's better than getting up 5 days a week or 6 days a week and going to Walmart to work. So,
well,
to be
bless
honest,
those people that do work there.
Oh, no, so. I'm not saying that that's bad. I'm saying that it's better.
Yeah.
And I'm happy. I really am.
So, shall we thank a few people?
I think that's a great idea. I have the cork soakers here.
Now it's time to hear from the cork soakers.
You know, the ones from Vineyard Nation.
Yes.
We got to hear from those cork soakers now.
What did you say?
What did you say?
What did you say?
Now it's time to hear from the cork soakers.
A reminder to subscribe to the newsletter, which is a lot of fun, that Tina puts together and sends out every Tuesday before the show on Wednesday. You can subscribe to it by going to curryandthekeeper.com. Also there on the About page.
About,
there's lots of information about how you can support us. We're value for value, so there's no premium content you have to get, you know, by paying for some paywall or anything. There's no advertisements. If you feel like you get any value from the show, send it back. There's multiple ways to do it, including a modern podcast app. We suggest Fountain. For those of you who've been having issues with Fountain, they're fixing. You know, it's hard when you're developing an app. It's very difficult to upgrade, and so I think they'll get there. It'll be okay. It'll be fine.
Okay.
The final release is done. If you support us with that, and you get a 1.5 times value that you send, because in Vineyard Nation, you can become a salmonier, and that means you get two of these beautiful salmonier Curry and the Keeper glasses with the salmonier coasters while they still last.
Yes.
So we look forward to bringing more salmoniers into Vineyard Nation. At the top of the list, with more than just the striper boost, it's 100,777 Satoshis. Pastor Jimmy.
Oh, you guys are trading those back and forth, aren't you?
I'm so glad the keeper is home,
aww,
he says.
Thank you.
I'm not sure Curry could have held out much longer.
Aww.
He missed his queen.
Aww.
So much love to you both. It is truly a joy and honor to walk with you. We get to do this KYBO, keep your buckets overflowing, and KTLD.
You know, when he was doing the class tonight, and I was just sitting there listening to him, and I just felt immense gratitude to him and Annette.
Oh, yeah.
Because they helped transform our lives. Obviously God brought them into our life.
And they're still there if we stumble and have questions. And
yeah,
you know.
And not only that, but they are so cool. They're so cool. Yeah. And they're so kind, and they're so generous, and they're funny, and they're easy to be around. And, you know, I'm just like, we are so blessed.
Yes.
By their friendship.
Totally.
Anyway, thank you, Pastor Jimmy.
And Pastor Jimmy and I are going on a trip next year.
Yeah, sure. Okay, I'll believe it when I see it. And I said to Annette, I go, you would like this hiking trip. She's like, oh, I can't, my knee. I'm like, oh, that's right. But I think she would like it. She likes exercising.
Wait a minute. It's no problem for her to go on a trip. You guys go to spa. Oh. And then, oh, Jimmy will never leave Annette. Oh, no. Yes, he will.
No.
Okay. Yes, he will.
Okay, I'll believe it when I see it.
Uh-huh. Don't worry. I'm coming up with some cool ideas.
Oh, yes, sure. Okay.
Pew, pew.
Mm-hmm. Pew, pew.
Stephanie White Francis comes in with $30 through the PayPal. Hi, Tina.
Hi, Steph.
I'm donating all my left, right, center winnings from the other night.
Oh,
Now you can explain to your husband why you have a pile of $1 bills. I was wondering about that. It's like, what is this with the hot tub and all these dollar bills? Thank you all for a great time and great friendship. Until we meet again, stay safe, y'all, says Stephanie.
Thank you, Stephanie. So you're a doll.
Coming in with $25 again, a Mega Man. He just keeps donating. That's right. And he has a question for me.
Yes.
Adam, what was your first 8-bit computer?
Oh.
Were you an Atari?
This is the Tech Talk corner of the show.
This is real nerdy. Were you an Atari, Commodore, Apple, or TRS-80 man? He says, mine was the TI, Texas Instruments, 99-4A, and the Atari 800XL back in 1983. Well, Omega Man, in 1979, I had a Sinclair ZX80. That was my first computer, followed by the VIC-20, the Commodore VIC-20. Hmm. So there are people going, oh, wow. Not you.
What a nerd.
Not you.
What a nerd. 1979, I was riding in cars with boys.
Okay. I had a moped.
Oh. Yeah. I wonder if I would have looked twice at you.
No. You've been nerd. You've probably like kicked sand in my face on the beach. $25 from Cole Dial. It's not his first time.
It's not his first time.
I don't think so. Okay. But Cole never leaves a note. We want a note from you, Cole, please. 9,000 Satoshis from comic strip blogger.
Oh, CSB.
Who is also, listen to this. Today, I'd like to recommend a podcast that can be found at livingupinadownworld.com by searching for Living Up in a Downworld in podcast apps by your fellow Jesus fans, Jimmy and Annette.
Wow.
Joel CSB.
Wow, CSB.
And he left a comment on their podcast in Fountain. And yeah, he says,
wow.
Mm-hmm, I love that. We're reaching him slowly. I see. Slowly, yes.
Well, we're disciples, babe.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, comics or blogger is, again, I've known him longer than almost anybody.
Yes, I know.
Hey, there's a mini striper boost, 7777 from...
Let me guess. Sir Brian with cross eyes.
Yes. That's the guy who texts you more than I do.
He was texting me while I was hiking. I'm like, dude, I'm with the gals.
I bet you it was more than just dude, I'm with the gals. I bet you had 5 to 10 back and forth with him.
Oh,
don't even look because it's probably more.
No.
You text him a lot. It's okay. I'm not jealous.
I quieted it down because I wanted to be present to my environment. Mm-hmm. Yes. Mm-hmm.
By the way, that new flip phone of mine.
Yeah.
How am I in the texting now?
You got these dynamite emojis.
I got emojis. I'm I got like, animated dude. GIFs. I got all
even
kinds
of stuff.
Even though
you're still green bubble, dude.
I'm still green bubble. Now you can see the red receipts when I've read it.
Yeah.
Can you see when I'm typing? I mean, it's almost... It literally is as good as the iPhone, but the iPhone is still so elitist, they just make me green. Oh. Even though I can do all the other things you're doing. And now
with your 1-inch by 1-inch screen.
And I can talk to it and it does the... have you done the swiping? You just swipe the letters?
No.
That's really cool.
Oh.
You can just...
on your little itty bitty screen?
Yeah, you just go like this and you just kind of hit the letters and it types it out.
Oh.
Yeah, that's green bubble world. You're not invited.
Okay.
Sir Brian with cross eyes says, who else is all jitty about the Fredericksburg with an I meetup? What?
Fredericksburg with an I meetup?
Yeah, he's already making it about him.
He thinks people are coming to see him. He got a spray tan.
Oh, that'll be fun. That'll be good. It'll be good to make fun of him.
I hope he doesn't sweat. It'll probably drip.
Can't wait to see everyone bring dogs. No, that's not it. Who says bring dogs? I don't know if you can bring dogs.
Yeah.
In the evening, y'all.
In the evening.
All right, Brian. Yes, everybody. Brian will be there. You can all meet Brian. Get his autograph. That's right.
It's so
that's
funny because right. He's so shy.
He's a little guy. Who's Brian with an I? Thank you. Thank you very much. You like that, huh?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. It's funny.
Hey, 3333 from Pastor Combsy.
Oh, Pastor Combsy.
Quote of the week. Some of us don't have friends anymore. We have followers.
Oh.
Social media platforms took friendship and made it another boring thing to do on a screen.
Oh.
Frida India.
Oh.
Freya India. Mm. Let's turn our followers back into friends. I'm glad to hear Tina's hike went well. Can't wait to get all the details. Grace and peace from Pastor Combsy. Oh,
thank you, Pastor Combsy.
So I've been working on this really big prayer.
Oh?
Really big prayer to save humanity.
Yeah.
Would you pray with me for a second?
Sure.
Heavenly Father, would you please bring down these digital towers of Babel, fill their stairwells with AI slop and make them unattractive and unusable. In your son Jesus' name, amen. I'm praying for the social networks to be filled with nastiness that no one wants to use them anymore.
Oh.
Yes.
Okay.
I'm praying for the end of it.
Okay.
And I had this whole conversation with Pastor Jimmy. I said, didn't Elijah he pray for it not to rain and it stopped for 3.5 years? Yeah, I think. And then he prayed for it to rain again and it did. This is that level prayer. Mm. I want to fill these.
It has really destroyed so many lives.
This is why I just want to make the people don't even want to use it anymore.
Plague? You think it's a plague? Technology is probably one.
It's the devil's plague. No. This social networking is just the devil's playground. I'm not against technology, obviously. But social networks are no good.
Yeah.
So that's my big prayer.
I like your prayer.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Thank you.
Yeah.
Pray it with me. 1,000 sats from Randy Black.
Randy Black.
Randy Black says, huge shout out to Comics Week Blogger for sharing his Bible Bites on last week's show. This is Randy from Bible Bites. Nice. His promotion of podcasts in his Boostagram shows his commitment to podcasting 2.0, and giving back value for value he has received.
I love podcasting. That he does that. Thank you, Randy. That's really nice.
Randy,
that's what I said.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. I thought you said Andy.
Randy.
It's Randy.
Randy Black.
Randy Black. Comics are blogger, man. He's found his own place in the podcasting 2.0 world.
I like it.
And then Dreb Scott comes in with the two mini striper boosts, 77. And it was mainly testing because he changed the hard drive in his Umbral.
Okay. Well, thank you.
At least he tested with us. And C. Brooklyn comes in with 333. Thank you all so much.
Thank you.
For supporting us here at Curry and the Keeper. Oh, man. It is good to be on the mic with you, babe.
Oh.
I always love doing this with you. I do. You do have a question?
I do have a question of the week.
I remember saying, do I have to do the question of the week as well? He said, no, I'll take care of that.
Yeah, I do have a question of the week.
Now it's time for... the question of the week.
Of course, it's completely unfair.
You say that all the time.
I do. Well, at least I didn't have to come up with it. It makes it all the difference. The question of the week is a question that Tina has prepared. Of course, she already knows the question, so her answer is prepared and much better than mine, but I'll give it a shot. Go ahead.
Okay. Ready?
Yeah, I'm ready.
Is there a skill you don't have that you'd like to gain?
First thing that comes to mind, riding a unicycle.
What?
I'm just telling you right off the bat.
Are you serious? I don't think I've ever seen you on a bike.
Oh, I can ride a bike. Oh, I'm an excellent bike rider.
Well, I know you grew up in the Netherlands.
I'm an excellent bike rider.
A unicycle?
You know, and for some reason, I was thinking about this the other day. I'm like, that'd be kind of cool to be able to ride a unicycle. So there you go. That's the skill I don't have that I would like to possess.
That's not attractive to me.
Can I have a do-over then? Okay, the actual answer is...
Oh, there's an actual answer now.
And it's a skill we can still acquire together. I would like to be able to do proper ballroom dancing with you.
Oh, that's a good answer.
We did start this before.
Remember when you would just COVID, sweat profusely?
And I'd forget to breathe? Yes.
Yeah. I'd be like, and you would just sweat. I'm like, dude, you're getting me all wet. You're slapping on me.
You gave it to me as a gift, I think. Wasn't it?
I did for Christmas.
For Christmas.
Yes. And then we decided to buy.
Well, no, what happened was COVID hit.
No, but we decided to buy a bigger package.
Yes,
remember?
Yes, I do remember.
And then I was just telling the girls this on the trip because Pretty Young Thing came on. And I said, Adam and I were going
to be in the show.
Yep. Demo. Yep. We were going to be in a show. We were going to do a routine.
Demonstration.
We were going to do it to Pretty Young Thing.
Yep.
Yeah. And I said, we just don't even know how to dance anymore.
So
just do the move that you did at our wedding.
I have three moves. I just twirl you around
like a rag doll.
Back from bum, 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 and it looks like, oh, that's impressive. Yeah, but that's what I do with every dance. So that's.
Now, remember when you were like, I'm a good dancer, and then you saw how you danced.
Okay. Okay, thank you. So I was actually outside the other night listening to the most recent Dorfel verse.
Yes.
And it's just, you know, a couple of, and there was this one song that was, it was a bossa nova. And I'm on the street, and I kind of remembered the move for a bossa nova. And Phoebe's,
you were on the street?
Walking Phoebe.
Oh.
And Phoebe's like, bro, really?
Like, you can't dance. So, didn't you see that video?
So I thought about it. I thought, you know, I would like to do that. And I think that that is still in our future. Maybe Kerrville.
Maybe, yes. And then next time, maybe you should wear a headband.
Okay.
Because.
Okay. How about your answer? Okay. Instead of trying to embarrass your husband, who just was very vulnerable, very vulnerable, very, very, I'm very vulnerable over here. And then you just make fun of me. Okay. This is what you do. This is what you do. You mean girls. Mean girls. You go on a trip. I'm going to make fun of him when you get home.
Psycho. Like, really?
All right. What's your skill?
Okay. I would like to.
Nothing can beat my unicycle. I don't care what you say.
I would like to fix my own computer when it goes awry. Because every time that I'm like, something happens on my computer, I'm like, I don't, what's wrong with this thing? And you come and you're like, can I help you? Can I help you? Can I take a look? Can I help you?
And then what happens?
I wish I knew that you fix it. You're like, do this. And all of a sudden you fix it. I wish I had the skill, one, to be patient with technology, mm-hmm. and two, I could
really,
be patient
enough really?
To troubleshoot it. Yes. Yeah.
So
I don't have that skill at all.
No. And the only way you can gain that skill is if you started in 1979 with the Sinclair ZX80.
Riding cars with boys.
Yeah. Instead of riding cars with boys, you might have had less trouble with your computer. And secondly, you have more likelihood that I ride a unicycle than you get to do technology fixes like that.
This is true. This is true.
Baby, that's why there's two of us. You will help me dance, and I will always be there to fix your computer.
Oh, I love that, babe.
Always.
Oh, I love that.
It's good to have you home, darling.
Oh, thank you.
And I love you very much.
I love you, too. Thank you for letting me go on such a great trip.
Oh, no. Hey, wait until Jimmy and I go on our trip.
Okay.
We'll see you next week, everybody, here on Curry and the Keeper. I love you, darling.
I love you, too, honey.
In the evening, Curry and the Keeper.